10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Louis Top Tens.
My mic is in the wrong spot. What's up? It's Fluent Top Tens. It's going to be a different show than usual. It's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to give you some of the biggest names on TikTok, on YouTube from Player's Choice, and we're going to give them an opportunity to tell us their criteria for their top 10 NBA greatest of all time. And then, after they each come up one by one and give us their top 10s, we're going to allow each one of the other members to tell you, this is the thing I hate the most. And listen, I'm going to not let it get into a Jordan versus LeBron debate, because let's be honest, we know some people will pick Jordan, some are going to pick LeBron. I am first going to ask that they give us something that's egregious in their top 10. I'm going to start by giving you someone else's top 10. And let me see if you can guess. Let me see if you can guess what's my biggest issue with this top 10. You ready? All right. Hopefully you guys can see this one too, because it's something. This is Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman should perhaps stick to football. He's got Michael Jordan and LeBron tied at number one. Well, that's just a cop out right off the bat. You can't have two number ones. And just for the record, when you have a tie at any position, it goes 1, 2, and then 3. So like in the Olympics, for an example, if two people have the exact same time or the exact same score, they both get a gold medal. The next person is third. They get a bronze. But anyways, I'll leave that alone for a second. So that's a cop-out. Going Jordan LeBron tied is a cop-out. Then he's got Kareem at 2. All right. Magic at 3. I like it. Duncan at 4. Kevin Durant. Ain't even a superstar. Got him at number 5. You got Kobe at 6. Larry Bird at 7. You tell me Durant is better than Kobe and Bird? Stop it. Shaq at 8. Hakeem Olajuwon at 9. James Fat Suit Harden at 10 or 11. However, are you kidding me, Richard Sherman? Come on, man. I don't know what to tell you other than...
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
That's about the only thing I could say. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring on our first get up. I'm going to flip a coin because we got four people who are waiting backstage. So I'm going to bring on the first. I'm going to flip a coin. Actually, you know what? Let me bring in my special assistant. Okay. Here we go. We got mini magic. We need to know. We have Ori from Hoop Social.
Yeah.
We got Damo, the king of hoops. Okay. And don't be biased, you got your Uncle Chill, Chill Town Hoops. Who should we bring up first?
Uncle Chill.
What a surprise. All right. Uncle Chill's coming up first. I sense there's some bias in that selection, but we're bringing in Uncle Chill.
I've said to you 1,000 times, Tone, if you were a chick, that's exactly what you'd look like. So there's, we don't need Jerry Springer. We don't need nobody to come do DNA. None of that. That's you all day, every day.
Sure, this is my daughter.
100%. So if you were a chick, that's exactly what you'd look like. 100%. There's no misunderstanding about that. No DNA, nothing. We don't need nothing to get. That's you every day, Tone.
Good night, Uncle.
Hello, dear. Go to bed. How's school? How's school going?
Good.
All right, go to bed.
My brother says good night.
Good night. Love you. Go to bed.
Good night. Fluent Junior says good night. All right. So, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, Tom. What's going on, brother?
You know, good as usual. Mm-hmm. So, you ready for this?
Let's do it. Let's do
all
it.
All right. All right. Uh-huh. I'm just letting the people in the chat know Ticket's supposed to be here. I don't want him to say he's ducking, but he's the only one who's not here just yet. He's got some time. He's got some time, Ticket, because I know you watch. All right, here we go. So first of all, I want to know what you think of Richard Sherman's top 10.
I thought it was interesting. James Harden is a top 10 player of all time. What's your criteria, Richard? I don't know if I can call you Richard because I don't really know you like that. Oh, but what's your criteria for KD and James Harden to be top 10 players all time? I'm really interested to know that.
KD at 5.
Yeah.
Not even top 10. 5. Mm-hmm. I thought it was
Dell. He's a California guy, so I can appreciate the James Harden logic.
Okay.
James Harden is from Hollywood, so it does kind of make some sense. But right. I would like to know the criteria. Jordan and James tied. No, it's not the way that works. Mm-mm.
I can't, you know what? I hate to say it. I can't respect that. Pick one. And I don't care. You know this. I don't care if you have Jordan, LeBron, Kareem. I don't care who you have one, as long as you have a reason for it and you stick to it. The tie just is, I hate that. So
remember though, Tone, this is a football player and they do tie in football, so I'm just saying.
Fair enough. But you have to play in overtime first. So give me your I know yours, but for the people that are gonna be watching, give me what your criteria would be for your top 10, and then we're going to get to your top 10 list.
Mm-hmm. So my criteria for top 10, number one, is your game timeless? If we drop you in this era, if we move you 20 years from now, can you still play in that era? Does your game translate? Absolutely. That's number one. Number two, did you dominate? The example that I always use is I use Karl Malone. Karl Malone averaged 28-11 for over a decade. I mean, if we got a guy in the NBA running around today that's averaging almost 30-10 for over a decade, I mean, that's domination. Well, you can't just be dominating, Tone, and if you don't win. So that's number three. You got to win. Number four, your game. How much has it transcended? And what I mean when I say that is, how many people look at your game as the model? And then number five, how impactful were you in society? And when I come up with those five, things.
That one?
Pause
for a second. How impactful you were in society. So you're talking off the court?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
That stuff matters.
No, I did not know
that. Yes, sir. That stuff matters. And when I bring all five of those things together, the top 10 players that I come up with all time is Jordan from the top.
James, yeah, no, I like that one. No.
You almost had me, Tone. When I think about how impactful and I think about all of those things, when I come up with those five things, James, Jordan, Jabbar, Chamberlain, Russell, Magic, Bird, Duncan, Olajuwon, Diesel. Those are my top 10 guys all time.
Give it to us one more time. Slower. Let me see if I can. Let's go slower. So LeBron.
One more time. James, Jordan, Jabbar, Chamberlain, Russell, Magic, Bird, Duncan, Olajuwon, Diesel.
Diesel at 10. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody's got that. Everybody in the chat got it. All right, give us a second. I'm going to go to our next guest. I like it. So social, what you did off the court. All right. Be right back, Jay. All right, next we're going to bring up someone, Damo. I'm going to save the best for last, Damo, because not many people, everyone's asking, who's Hoop Social? I said Hoop Social is going to be on. I said, who's Hoop Social? Who is? It's Robert Ory without the H. What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good, Fluent. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you could join us. So most of the people maybe don't know because you're not one of the PC fam. But you do have Hoop Social. So let's plug Hoop Social for a second because there's some great articles, a bunch of writers, some cool stuff on Hoop Social. Where can they find Hoop Social?
Yeah, sure. Hoop Social is a big kind of basketball conglomerate. We have podcasts under our umbrella. We have writers under our umbrella, content creators, and you can follow us on all social media platforms for sure.
All right. So what is your criteria? I like that you're already wearing a Jordan jersey. So I'm liking where this is going already.
Yeah.
What's your criteria?
I had to break out the North Carolina blue just for good luck. And my criteria typically is a combination of peak, longevity, impact, and era dominance. I think being dominant within your own era is very important when judging these players. So my list, I believe, tends to have that bias of, of era dominance, how you were against your peers.
I was going to ask Jay this, and I'll ask him later. I know he's listening, so he'll hear the question, but I'll ask it of you as well. So when you guys talk about era, like, so Jay said, you know, is your game timeless? Do you look at a player who's like maybe was in an era where they didn't have a three-point line, knowing that his game might not translate to today, or a player today that is primarily a three-point shooter whose game maybe won't translate back then before they had a three-point line? Do you give plus minuses for that, or is that go into your mindset at all?
It does a tad bit, but I try to keep it as objective a playing field as possible when judging these people, because obviously in reality, judging a 60s player versus a 2000s player can be apples and oranges, just considering how the game has changed. So I try my best to keep it as level a playing field as possible and just judge based on the parameters that we actually have.
Okay. All right. So let's get yours. Let's go through it once.
All right. So my top 10 list. Number one, I have Michael Jordan. Number two, I have LeBron James. Number three, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Number four, Bill Russell. Number five, Magic Johnson. Number six, Shaquille O'Neal. Number seven, Larry Bird. Number eight, Tim Duncan. Number nine, Kobe Bryant. And then just entering the top 10 recently, Stephen Curry.
Wow. Already putting Curry at 10. So does he, I know people are going to ask you this, but let me ask it first. Does Curry have an opportunity to move up the list?
I believe he does.
Like if he's already at 10, right? There's stuff he can do.
Right. I think there's still things that he can do to move up. That Kobe wall, in my opinion, is a very thick wall, though, because of Kobe's defensive prowess and his ability as a two-way player, and Steph Curry obviously being more of a specialized offensive player. I do find it to be probably a difficult task, but I do think there are things. I don't want to delete the optimism. I think there are things that he could possibly do to get past that point.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bring on Damo, and we're going to get back. I got questions for you. I'm writing them down if you didn't notice. I got questions. So we'll have you back. We'll have you back in a sec.
All right.
All right, so we got two lists. I'm gonna bring Jay up real quick. Jay, I want to make sure I got yours right. Can you James Jordan Jabbar, Wilt
Chamberlain?
Yeah, okay,
Russell. Wilt,
Russell,
Magic,
Bird,
Duncan,
Olajuwon,
Diesel.
Okay, all right. I missed one. Mm-hmm. I had nine and I couldn't figure it out why. All right. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. All right. Of YouTube fame, 1 million subscribers, 100,000.
Soon to be.
I added a zero. Let me ask you a question before we get to your top 10. What's up, Dama? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing tonight?
I got a serious question for you. A very, very important question. All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As the greatest panel member, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss me on the panel?
I ain't gonna lie, I do miss you on the panel. Listen, man, the more Laker fans, the merrier, man. I feel alone out there.
Oh, you left alone? You left alone? Oh man, oh,
yeah, okay. Absolutely. You know, Tick's not a real Laker fan, so
I'm alone. Even the guys on Lakerland ain't real Laker fans. But anyways, I digress.
They got in late.
Let me ask you a question, a serious one though. When you'd have your list, when you create your list, do you only look at what the players have done in the NBA, or do you look at college? Do you look at high school? Like, do you look at their basketball life, or do you just look at NBA because it's the best competition against the best players in the world?
I look at just NBA. If I'm doing an NBA top 10 list, I'm going to look strictly just what you've done in the NBA. Maybe if two guys are super close, you might start bringing in external forces, or what did you do in college? What have you done in world play to add to your resume? Because I feel like in a GOAT list, I've always said there's a difference between a boat and a GOAT. Best of all time and greatest of all time. Greatness is, I feel like it's heavy accolades. So if we're talking accolades, then bring in all accolades if we got two guys that are close.
All right, let me pause for a second and say, light out. I gave you your Laker card. I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying, 80. Like, I've been a Laker fan since 80. I'm allowed to say anything to anyone after that came in after 80. But you my guy, light out. You my guy. No issues. All right. So with that being said, let me hold there for a second. So you said if they're close, like it's a tie or it's close, you go to that. So. Mm-hmm. On your list, is there any times where you had to go to international play, go to the college, go to high school? Like, when I look at, and the reason I ask, I'll just throw it out there right now. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, if you were making a list of basketball players, not NBA players, basketball players, I actually think there's no debate that it's Kareem.
Absolutely.
Right? Played 3 years in high school, won 3 high school championships in the mecca of basketball in New York as the best player in the best place in the world. Goes to university, only plays 3 years, loses 2 games, 30-0, 29-1, 29-1. He's the NCAA's most outstanding player, wins 3 NCAA championships. He's the most outstanding player every single year, averaging like, I don't know, like 28 and 15. They stop him on dunking. Then he goes to the NBA. We know what he did in the NBA. If we're talking basketball, it's him. So is he up there because of those other things, or just do you rank him based on NBA?
I rank him just on what he's done in the NBA, because if you add all the external forces, there's no debate. He's the great. He has the greatest basketball resume of all time. On every level, he's been a winner and a dominant winner at that, and has been the greatest at some point on every level, and it was no debate about it. So if we're going to accumulate everything, there's no – to me, he clears. There's no question. He has the greatest resume. So you kind of have to handicap him and just do NBA to make it fair for the rest of the guys.
All right, fair enough. All right, so let's go. What's your top 10?
My top 10, and before I say this, my criteria, it is a blend of
Give me your criteria. Yes, give me
I just want to say this because I know this is going to throw up a couple people off field when I start naming these names. But it is a blend and a mix of longevity, dominance, your peak, and something really important, how much you change the game and how much has that changed, like, affected the game of basketball as a whole. So you could have been a dominant player and changed the game for maybe a couple people. Like, you had a couple people after you that emulated you, or you could have changed the game and literally the entire league shifted and the way basketball played had shifted for eons after you. So that's the type of stuff that, and winning, obviously winning to me, it matters when we're talking about accolades and greatness. I know it's a team thing, but still the greatest players, they affect winning in my opinion. So my top 10 in order goes LeBron, Jordan, Kareem, Duncan, Kobe. That's my top 5. 6, Curry. 7, Magic. 8, Shaq. 9, Bird. 10, Hakeem.
Wow.
Yep.
That's wow. So, wow. Okay. Ooh. I did. Let me make sure I got yours right. LeBron, Jordan, Kareem, Duncan, Kobe.
Yep.
Curry. Kobe. You got Curry over Magic. Shaq.
Right above Magic.
Bird, Hakeem.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. All right. So let's bring in. Listen, hey, I'm not, you know me, I got to keep it. As you say, keep it a bean, keep it a buck, keep it 100, whatever you want to call it. Ticket ducking, yo. Ticket's not here. Ticket's ducking the smoke. So we're gonna jump in early and bring everybody in. Everybody's in. All right, here's the deal. You guys all know each other? I don't know if I know you and Chill know each other.
I've never met Hoop Social, I don't believe.
Okay. I don't think I met Domo either. Nice to meet you, my guy.
Nice to meet you too, man.
So I call him Hoop Social.
Pass that, Damo. I know it's late. Pass that, please. Thank you. I don't know if you lit up something, but pass that.
I got you, OG.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Appreciate it. Pass that.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
No, we don't do that around here. No, we ain't doing that. I don't know about that one. No, we ain't doing that.
All right. So I'm going to start off. I'm just going to start giving you guys like questions. And then we can go into kind of more of a conversational if you guys have questions. So chill. The question you always get. So Ori's got Kobe at 9. Damo's got Kobe at 5.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have Kobe in your top 10.
I have him at 11, right outside the top 10. Yes, I do.
You got to tell us why.
I have him at 11 because I am a fan of the big man, and the big man has proven over the course of the NBA that he's been the best player on every team. The best teams that the NBA has ever seen have been powered by the big man. He's responsible for more than half the league MVPs. And the best teams that the NBA has ever seen have been powered by the big man.
So just I'll give you a recap here of Chill. So Chill has 6 guys that are considered centers. Well, Tim Duncan is a power forward, but played center actually most of his career. So if you I'll include him center, power forward.
Half of his career. He played half his career as center, half his career at the four. His best years was at the four, though.
So five centers, 1 power forward. Mm-hmm. Then you got Magic and Bird, who are 6'9 and 6'10. And mm-hmm. then you got, I think I got this mic too close. Then you got, 6'9, 6'10. And then you got James at 6'8. Jordan is the smallest guy on your list at 6'6. But the rest are all, there's 1 small forward, 1 shooting guard. Or sorry, I guess Magic's a shooting guard, a point guard. So you stick to what
two
you
small say. 2 small forwards, 1 shooting guard, 1 point guard. The rest are big.
Ah, I knew he wouldn't duck the smoke. I knew he wouldn't duck the smoke. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to put you guys back. We're going to get back to your questions in a second because Ticket mm-hmm. is here to give his top 10.
Yes, sir.
Bear with me a second. We're going to bring Ticket up to give his. I know why you were busy, but you don't got to tell everybody. I'm sure I know why you were busy.
Fluent. Living with vida loca.
I think it was busy with something Tick.
Oh nah, man, I'm chilling, man. I was waiting on the time to come up, and I fell off to sleep.
All right, fair enough.
Out the elder, because the elder wrote me and told me, "Hey, man, get up, man."
Yeah, everybody went through their top 10. So just so you know, we went through Richard Sherman's ridiculous top 10. So we'll get to that in a minute. Let me know if you want me to recap it. We went through Chills.
Yeah, recap that real quick.
You want his? All right, here, I'll give you Richard Sherman.
So here's recap that real quick.
Here's Richard Sherman's. He's got Jordan and LeBron tied at 1, Kareem at 2, Magic at 3, Duncan 4, Durant 5, Kobe 6, Bird 7, Shaq 8, Hakeem 9, James Harden 10. I know that's a word. Okay, that's Richard Sherman. Then we got Chill, Hoops, and Damos.
That's bad. So
that is a bad list, and we're gonna discuss it in the second half of the show. We're only an hour show, just so you know. So I want to know. So we asked everybody what their criteria is, and then the list. So what is your when you look at your list? What is your criteria? Do you have criteria? Some people just it's the eye test. It's just how they feel. Like, do you actually have a kind of a set criteria? If you're talking, I cannot hear you. Did you fall back asleep? Ticket, are you there? All right. I'll give you a second to come back. Let me know when you come back. Just let me know in the chat. Let me know in the chat that you're back. He's having some technical difficulties, so we're going to jump back. We're going to jump back into this one. So Kobe out of the top 10 was Chill's question. Let me just see.
The big man is the, like I said, the big man is the, he's the best player that ever played. He anchors your offense and your defense. Your unit was built around him more than anything. Now, mind you, Tone, if you got Jabbar at number one, if your list says Jabbar, James, Jordan, if it says James, Jordan, Jabbar, if it says Jabbar, Jordan, James, I take no issue with that.
No,
because all three of those guys, I feel like they all three of them have a legit argument to be the number one, to be the best player in NBA history.
Ori, you don't have. Now, you know how I feel about Kobe not being in the top 10. But we'll have that conversation later. You don't have Wilt in your top 10. Wilt is one of the most, if not the most, dominant offensive rebounding juggernauts. Some people believe his numbers are so great that he didn't even exist.
Including
me. Mm-hmm. Let's clear that up. I don't think that he didn't exist. I think that in an era where they did not track blocks, and he would come off the court and tell people, I had 5 blocks there, I had 10 blocks there, I had 20 blocks that game. And the guy was like, oh, okay. And he'd mark it down. I don't know how much I believe the numbers. But you don't have Wilt there. How do you not have Wilt there? Is it because
get this a lot, to be honest. I call it maybe personal bias, but I have Wilt at 11, so he's the next man up.
Okay.
But impact on winning is something that I value. And for somebody that's sheerly as statistically dominant as Wilt was, his impact on winning to me is not that of somebody that belongs in the top 10 conversation, only because you value everybody else's impact on winning in that top 10, specifically my top 10. And I feel like they have better cases as players that impacted winning more. And I it's hard to argue, obviously, with the sheer dominance factor of Wilt Chamberlain, for sure, 100%. But that impact on winning to me is a big factor, and I don't feel like he fulfills that category.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Dom, I got a question for you, but first, Tickets is back.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you now. Yeah. So what is your criteria?
My criteria for top 10 is one, your skills, your skill set. Two, so number one is your skill set. Number two is your accolades. Number three is your clutch gene. And so those would be my that would be my criteria for, you know, the greatest players of all time. So it has to be your skills, your accolades, and then your clutch gene.
All right, so give me the list.
You want me to start from 1 to 10?
Start at 1.
So 1 would be, of course, Jordan. 2 would be Kareem. 3 would be Kobe Bean Bryant. 4 would be, I'm going to say, Irvin Magic Johnson. 5 would be Tim Duncan. 6 would be Hakeem Olajuwon. 7 would be, I would say, 7 would be, Wilt Chamberlain. 8 would be, 8 would be, Shaquille O'Neal. 9 would be Larry Joe Bird, and 10 would be LeBron James.
10 would be LeBron. All right, so let me recap it and make sure I got it. You got Jordan at 1, Kareem at 2, Kobe at 3, Magic at 4, Duncan at 5,
mm-hmm.
Hakeem at 6,
uh-huh.
Wilt at 7, mm-hmm. Shaq at mm-hmm. 8, Bird at uh-huh. 9, and, uh-huh. LeBron at 10.
Uh-huh. You look surprised. What's going on?
I'm not surprised. I'm surprised LeBron's in the top 10.
No, yeah, I put him in the top 10. I'm not going to do that to him.
Bill Russell not in your top 10?
No. The reason why Bill Russell isn't is because his skill set all around wasn't on the same level as those other guys. He was great defensively, but his offensive game was so bad, it was like Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball? Lonzo Ball?
Yeah, he had a jump shot like Lonzo Ball. He had an ugly-ass jump shot.
Focus.
And on top of that, you know, so you look at Bill Russell, he had an ugly jump shot. He had no post moves. He was all off.
Is he wrong, though? Like, is he wrong? Like, it was Bill, because Bill Russell came in and admittedly said, I couldn't even shoot a basketball when I started.
He didn't start in the NBA, just so we clear.
Yeah.
Make sure we clear on that. He didn't start playing in the NBA. So
I'm not saying it. I'm saying when I saw him with the Boston Celtics.
The question I'm asking, when he saw basketball, I was like, I can't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, why y'all keep wanting to put career, him? Look, 43%. The man had a shot like Lonzo Ball, man. Come on.
And at the time, that was right on par for league average. It wasn't like he was terrible.
Ticket, why you keep talking about his jump shot? I mean, Jamal Wilkes had a funky looking jump shot. It was cash, though. What are we talking about?
Well, but Bill Russell's wasn't cash. So let me just put this into perspective.
But it was the going rate, though. What he was shooting was the going rate during that time. Exactly. It wasn't like it was terrible. This is what it was.
So Jay's got Russ. Jay's got Russ at 5. Ori's got Russ at 4. Damo, you don't have Russell in your top 10 either.
Nope.
Why is he not in your top 10?
A new term that I came across that I never knew, but I always did it subliminally. Air attacks.
Why you guys always come up with air attacks?
Hold on, let me get a pen and go. I got to write down air attacks.
I've been air attacking people and I didn't even know it. Like, I've been air attacking people forever. I just didn't realize it was a term for it until running up into the PC family, and then they inform me what it really is. It's air attacks. Wilt's not in my top 10 either.
Right.
And Wilt and Russell,
the two that I marked down that aren't in yours.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Respect them wholeheartedly. Respect them. Mm-hmm. But that's honestly the competition factor. That's the reason why I can't have Jordan as my GOAT. The competition they were playing, to me, damn the era they were in, and that was the going rate for the era. Their competition just was not, it was not up to par with them. They were before their time. I can't sit there and say you're the greatest player of all time when you were playing in an era and you were just way before your time. You were an alien. Wilt Chamberlain was genuinely an alien back then.
Let me be clear. In an era where out of the 8 or 10 teams, you had 7 all-time great centers that you played basically every single night. 80% of the time, you were going up against one of the greatest centers of all time. You're knocking them because they're not in an era like today where there's 2 good centers and you have it easy 80% of the time as a center.
Can you name me those all-time great centers?
Chamberlain. Nate Thurman.
Willis Reed. Wayne Embry. We're talking about big guys now. Willis Reed, Chamberlain.
Y'all struggling to come up with names. I see you struggling.
No, we're not. Bob Pettit, Wilt Chamberlain, Wayne Embry, Bill Russell, Nate Thurman. Why am I forgetting his name? Wally, he played for the 76ers also. I forgot his name. His name escapes me. Willis Reed. So we talking in an 8-team league. We talking in an 8-10 team league. We talking six guys. That's all time bigs.
But yeah, if you translate
that to today's game, that's in the 29 league team, in the 29 team league, 25 guys, 20 or 23 teams got all time great big guys.
Can yeah, I ask how, like, honestly, not to play devil's advocate, but couldn't it be argued that the talent is more watered down now, theoretically?
Yes.
But hold on, I know they're saying that. Hold on, I know y'all ain't saying that. I know y'all not saying that.
Pick any position today where 50% of your games you're playing against a top 10 at that position all time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are those guys top 10 at their position all time?
Well, Wilt.
Not Wilt and Bill Russell. The other guys.
Bob
Pettit's right there. Hold on. Yeah.
Wilt. Mm-hmm. Let me just give you five. Wilt, mm-hmm. Russell, Thurman, Pettit, and Unseld. There's five.
Top out of 10 at that time?
Yeah.
Willis Reed, too. Don't forget.
Y'all downplay Wes Unseld every other time. Now you want to praise him?
Nah, what's Unseld wasn't during that time.
All right,
He showed up later.
Five. But, and there's a couple more, but there's five that, yes, are
top
are,
10 at that time, right?
No. Mm-hmm. Today. Also, center. Yeah, right now. Find me a position where you're going up against top 10 talent 50% of the time, because that means 15.
Nate Thurman is at the top 10 center?
At that three position, right? At that three position, right?
Center. Absolutely.
At definitely. The back end? At the back end of the team?
Yeah, at the back end. And he's at the back end.
Bob yeah. Pettit as well? Well, I think you said Bob Pettit was out of it. Willis Reed, top. Maybe Willis Reed is top. Is Willis Reed a top 10 center as of now?
If he's not, he's right on the other side of it. Literally.
Give me another position that you go up against that many quality, even if he's not 10, if it's top 15. Give me another position where you go up against that much talent that often. That's all I'm saying. Katie, I'm just giving you.
So I would say small forwards.
You can okay,
yeah, that's and by the way, Ticket, that's all they talk about in today's game, about how athletic the game is, how much more skilled the guys are today. 100% they do that.
I would say small.
No, hold on. Hold on.
Okay, so give me 20 all-time great small forwards that are playing right now.
Bron, KD, that are playing right now, top 20?
Yeah, because
it was Kawhi. So it's Kawhi's top 20.
Kawhi never plays, but okay, I'll give it to you.
I mean, we're just talking about this era. Is this era?
Yeah, right now.
Paul George.
I'm gonna say Paul George. I'm trying to make sure he's top 20. Paul George. By this era, are we talking the 2020s or the 2010s as well?
It's whatever.
Yes, the 2010s also. Yeah.
Carmelo, that's five.
Okay. Even though Melo's been gone, but okay, I can get with Melo. Word. I can get with Melo. We're just talking about the era. We're just talking about today. We're talking about the era. Mm-hmm.
You struggle to get to five.
Will Jason Tatum be in that? Jason,
to get to five. What? Y'all was over there
Jason Tatum going to be in that conversation?
I don't want to say Jason Tatum. Paul Pierce is kind of – he's not this era. Paul Pierce is just the year era. McGrady's just the year era, so I won't say them. People are saying – I'm seeing chat say Jimmy Butler and Tatum. I don't think Jimmy Butler in terms of the talent is there, but in
don't
terms
do it. Don't do it, Damo.
Well, no,
don't
I can't it. Say that. I can't say that because I got Paul George up here. I say Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's up. If I got Paul George up here, I'll say Jimmy Butler as well. Definitely. Tatum, I feel, is too early. So right now I'm at six, and I'm really trying to think. Right now,
but he's
six.
In this era, though. Hold on. Tatum's in this era, and Tatum has the Hall of Fame career already. If he retires, he's in the Hall of Fame right now.
Is he?
Yes.
But you're still even with him. Give it to him. You're still at seven. Do you see my point? And again, I'm not saying it was better. I've said I'm on record as saying right now is the best era of basketball. But that being said, when you give an era, give an era tax for a center, I'm not talking about any other position, just center. When that was at the time when it was. That was what you focused. That's what you looked for. That's when the best centers were alive and you had to go against them night in and night out. I think it's kind of unfair to tax them when they were going up against more tougher competition more often than any players in any position in any other era. That's all I'm saying.
So the 90s wasn't?
The 90s? No, the 90s did not have as many big men because you had more.
That's a lie.
28 teams. Oh, yeah, 28 teams.
But the team was a big man league at that time.
It was, but when you're talking about the talent that was taking, all right, so Shaq, David Robinson, LaJuan, Ewing. Then it gets tricky after that.
No, it doesn't. Carl Malone, yes. Keep going.
No, okay. Okay, Malone. But,
forward, but okay.
Hold on. Ewing, Carl Malone, Alonzo Mourning.
Okay.
Keep going. What's the old boy's name? I'm trying to think his name right now. You had Zoe Mourning. You had Chris Webber. You had let me keep going.
You're getting easy to power forward. You're getting into power forward.
So stick with it. Stay here, ticket. So we doing that too with Alonzo Mourning. We doing that with Webber. So we gotta do KG too. We gotta do Barkley. We gotta do that. We gotta do guys like that. Then is that what we doing?
Yeah. Hold on. We can also go Vlade
Duncan.
He was a Hall of Famer.
Vlade Divac is a Hall of Famer. 100%. Sure.
Yeah. We really.
What you say, Fluent?
I said, yeah, we're really scared of him defensively.
Hold on, but you got guys up there. We ain't scared of offensively.
Yeah. I feel like the 90s were the expansion era as well, so it was diluted because of that also.
You had those six or seven guys you mentioned, you also had guys like Big Country Reeves and Jean Tabak, and guys like that.
Big Country Reeves could play until he retired. Cut it out.
I would say I would feel like my era tax is coming in against those guys simply. I mean, it's not even to say that they played against.
They had Rashid. This dude right here, Kevin, man.
KG, keep going.
They had Rashid. We talk about, and we still talk about the 90s. And I ain't even got deep yet. I'm still trying to just think about all the guys they had, all the matches. You had Antonio McDyess, who was 20-10. You had easy to beat, man. I'm just giving you great big men in that era.
Yeah, tell me about John Konkak, Andrew DeClercq, Jim McElvain,
Felton Spencer, Duckworth,
Wayne Shinches.
No, Ticket, you the one who started this.
All starting centers, Dean Garrett. Like, there's. I'm yelling and I'm keeping my kids up. I'm going to get in trouble, but
hold on. Y'all want to be funny? We can do that. We can go Rick Smith, who was respectable. He was a very good center. We can also go Jermaine O'Neal. See, y'all want to play this game? We can play this game.
We talking about legit things, right? Because, I mean, again, we just brought up the five, man. That was it. We brought up Chamberlain. We brought up Thurman. We brought up Russell. We just brought up the five men during that time.
Greg Kite started for 4 years in the 90s at center. Come on, man.
Jim McElvain. Dudes like
Bill Wennington.
The guys y'all name, we're talking about, and that's when my air attack comes in. I mean, right. I don't want to have it come off as disrespect, but we're talking about.
No, hold on. Since you want to do that, put Dennis Rodman up there.
Hold on.
Since you want to do that.
We're talking about bigs that play primarily around the rim, giving you what, low 40% field goal ratings. Like you're supposed to be getting layups and hook shots, and you're shooting 41, 42, 43% as a career average throughout your career, throughout your prime. I can go to somebody like Vucevic, and he's giving you high 40s, low 50s from the field goal range. That's the air attacks there. Like, listen, Will and Bill Russell were great, but when you're going against guys who were tremendous rebounders for the time, and that's what the big was, and when the big position was just in blocks, yes, but the big position was diluted all the way down, and people are saying the rules are different. I get it. I'm still taxing because the rules that you were in, it is what it is. The rules were different. You're playing in an era where the big man was limited to doing A or B. I just don't think that's as, and maybe I'm being the young guy in the room, that's just not as skillful. It's not. Skill matters. The people you play, the variety of bigs, it matters. If everyone's playing like JaVale McGee, I'm not going to sit here and say that was a tough era.
Yeah, you nasty for that, Tom.
Compared to production?
What happened?
I said, how much does skill matter compared to production?
Everything. I agree with Damo, man. If you got a bunch of JaVale McGee's out there and it's just better than everybody else, I mean, that's just the creme de la creme of the league. if you're comparing a bunch of JaVale McGee's to each other, it's easy to say, hey, man, these dudes are all-time great in that era. So, but if you tax the era, if you look at the era and you put those guys in other eras and ask them to okay, let me see your real game, how many of those dudes would be able to translate?
All right, so
Mutombo out too, ticket.
Yeah, but time out.
Yeah, Mutombo, I still wasn't finished with Fluent. There's still a lot more guys.
Well, this is Fluent's show, so we're moving on. So listen. I'm going to give you a number real quick. I'm going to give you a number, and then I'm going to tell you why I'm giving you those numbers. Mm-hmm. 3-3-3-2. Okay? 3-3-3-2. That's mm-hmm. where you guys all rank Kareem. 3-3-3-2. Yet, he played in a weaker era of centers in the 70s, and yet you don't era tax him. How come?
Because Kareem, first of all, because Kareem has the championships. Secondly, he has the finals.
So MVP. Does Rudy.
He led his team to a championship with the Bucks. Then he goes over to the Lakers and wins championships with Magic, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, Kareem had what, three finals, two or three finals MVPs?
Two of them. It should have been three. He should have won the one in 80. The one that
right.
Magic
should have won that one. So that, and then he was the greatest scorer to ever live until LeBron James beat him. Mm-hmm.
So having the most points makes you the greatest scorer. So you have the greatest.
Oh, that has something to do with it.
Okay, so you have the greatest scorer of all time, 10th.
No, I didn't. Oh, I'm saying, well, you got to look at the era that LeBron James played in. I mean, how long he's been playing, and as far as just how the rules have changed. Because if Kareem was playing, if he had more playoff games to play in, his record would have his scoring record would have been even better. But remember, they were playing a different amount of games in rounds, and there was only one round to get to the NBA Finals. So now you're playing, instead of that one round to get to the finals, a guy like LeBron play an 82-game season, and then he'll go through three rounds and then get to the finals and play, and then he'll win however many finals.
That is fair. All right, I can get with that. I can get with that logic. But the idea that Damo's trying to sell me about playing against a bunch of JaVale McGee's, well, even if
play
you
styles,
are.
Play styles. I'm wait, not calling those guys JaVale.
Okay, sure. Because guys play closer to the basket, sure. Mm-hmm. However, there are a lot of things with these guys' games that does translate to today's mm-hmm. game. A lot of mm-hmm. things that translate to these guys' game. It's not just the fact that Bill Russell played close to the basket. Bill Russell was an exceptional transition player. And in today's game, he would be fantastic in a wide open game. Chamberlain, if he played in today's game, we're talking about that's what Giannis looks like. So when we're talking about, again, we're talking about a guy like all-time great, that's exactly what that means. That doesn't mean you were great for your time. That means all time. That means that when I go up against –
I'm not allowed to yell. So
no,
Wilt,
don't Wilt, with the babies.
Wilt is Giannis with a fadeaway. What would you say, Fluent?
Don't do this. Do not do this, man. Come on, bro.
Hey, what would you say if you had Giannis with a consistent fadeaway jumper?
Giannis can he do what Giannis does as far as get it off the dribble? Taking dudes to the rack.
He can handle it
Can he go coast to coast like Giannis on a consistent basis? We have not seen him do that.
However, he wasn't skilled.
He did play. I was absolutely getting to that tone because he is skilled. So it's not like he couldn't learn to do that. So it's not like we just dropping 62 Wilt into 2022 or 2023, and he got to stay 62 Wilt. No, his game is gonna evolve into what he's seeing. We're not just gonna leave Bill Russell, 1963 Bill Russell, and bring him. That's like me, Damo, taking my laptop from Windows 98 and bringing it to your house and expecting me to compete with you. That's not gonna work. My software need to get updated. Otherwise, I'm gonna get my lunch ate. Can't do that.
All right. We have two topics left and we only have 10 minutes. So I want to ask, and we got a couple of super chats. So keep the super chats coming, but let me ask you this question first. So Damo, just quickly on that point, because you didn't get a chance to comment. So you tax Wilt and Russell, but not Kareem. Why not? Or have you not thought about it before and now you're going to change your mind?
No. Well, and I could just be wrong because I'm not going to, like, I'm just the biggest basketball savant. But my top 10 dominance. What was it? Dominance, winning, and skill were three of the top things. I know changed the game, and I'm not going to – I mean, no one is doing a skyhook, so I can't say he changed the game with a skyhook. But in terms of dominance, winning,
and longevity. They just ain't as good as Jabbar with it. Yeah. That's all. Dudes, you got running hooks going on in the league. They just ain't as good as Jabbar.
That's, You Kuzma know what? Came into the game doing a running hook. I'll give you that.
That is an interesting thing because it's like when you say Curry changed the game, no one can shoot like Curry. You're not going to see that. He is the exception. But anyways, go ahead.
I would say the longevity of Kareem is kind of what pushes him past the air attacks. His abilities with the Rock compared to what I deem Bill Russell, who, as Ticket famously just said, had Lonzo Ball offensive capabilities, and Wilt Chamberlain, whose offensive abilities, which were better than Russell's, but I don't think he was competing with Kareem in terms of skill set on offense. He did have the fadeaway. I think his passing, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm a big savant in the stat padding. If you're just going to go out there and be like, nah, I want to get 10 assists, and now you're just focused on passing up shots to get assists, I'm going to call that a little stat padding. So I'm not even going to say the passing was there. I do feel he was a better playmaker than Kareem, but it might not be as much as people want to say. Those things matter. But the longevity and his ability to put that ball in the basket, unlike anyone else to me, pushed him past it. And he played in a more recent era and against what I would at least condemn, or I would deem more teams, more talent went through different, I want to say hardships, but definitely a variety of defensive matchups. He had to definitely scheme a bit more, in my opinion, than I guess a guy like Bill and Russell. I mean, I said Bill and Russell. Bill and Wilt did. And if I'm wrong about that, hey, please fool me. I'm still learning. I'm learning every day about the game.
Fair enough. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a quick, like, lightning round ticket of all the – wait, first I'll recap everyone's top 10, and then I'm going to go around the room, and you're allowed to give one kind of the most egregious things off the other person's list, okay? You can pick one, and we're going to go fast. It's a lightning round. So let me go through the list again. So Chill's top 10, James, Jordan, Jabbar, Wilt, Russell, Magic, Bird, Duncan, Olajuwon, Shaq. Hoop Social, Ori's top 10, Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, Russell, Magic, Shaq, Bird, Duncan, Kobe, Curry. Damo's 10, LeBron, Jordan, Kareem, Duncan, Kobe, Curry, Magic, Shaq, Bird, Hakeem. And then Ticket's top 10 is Jordan, Kareem, Kobe, Magic, Duncan, Hakeem, Wilt, Shaq, Bird, LeBron. Interesting. All of you guys, for the most part, have the same kind of 12 players, just like in different orders, but it's the same kind of consensus 12. So, Ticket, I'm going to start with you. Is the most egregious, either too high, too low, of any of those lists?
Still having LeBron James number one and Kobe not even in the top 10.
LeBron 1, Kobe 11. I think we agree.
Terrible shot.
Ori, what is the most?
I honestly have, this is a personal thing, but I have the hardest time with Hakeem Olajuwon in the top 10. I think that's a harder argument to make, in my opinion.
We do not care.
Last question, actually, that's why. Damo, what's the craziest thing on any of those lists?
I would say for me, Ticket having LeBron 10, and when he was naming his list, I felt he was struggling to find names to put over LeBron until he got to 10. That was the craziest thing to me. Once he got to like the 5, there was a bunch of us.
All those guys I thought were greater than him. I mean, listen, I think LeBron James, his career was manufactured off of the championship with created team, with being able to create super teams and go from team to team to team to create your legacy. Because if he never leaves Cleveland, the way he was headed, that was not a good look right there. Until he left Cleveland and started forming super teams to force going to the finals and winning, he wasn't looking good. His career was not, I'm talking about as far as all-time legacy, he was headed in a direction where it was going to get ugly for him. He kept taking them losses in the NBA.
Is that an indictment on the Cavaliers, though?
No, it's an indictment on him because he's the one that came on small in the biggest moments.
And you're the same one who said that.
When you're the leader, you got to come up, you got to go get it done.
You just said that not too long ago. If he would have stayed there, he would eventually won. Boston got old, and he would eventually won.
Kill. I'm not saying he wouldn't. I'm saying, but that would still affect where everybody has him. Like, if LeBron had one championship instead of four, that would affect where everybody has him. You wouldn't think of him the same if he had one championship and didn't go to 10 NBA or 12 or however many NBA finals he went to.
10.
The fact that he left on the super team, it changes all y'all's mind and put y'all in a different place. All them other dudes I named, they couldn't just say, you know what I'm saying, hey, let's go build this team, and then let's go build that team, and then let's go build that team. It was either one move and that was it, or they're with their team for their whole career.
Mm. I just have such a problem with that, because if you're fortunate enough to have great general management, then that's just it. And if you're not, then you just got to deal with it. You just got
to
deal with it.
You had great general management to get to the finals.
Yeah.
But there's an excuse. You there was no excuse when you was great enough to beat the Detroit Pistons, but there was an excuse when you couldn't win in the finals against the San Antonio Spurs.
But he was the one that broke them past the Pistons, and then, I mean, if it's not him, then who else is going to do something against the Spurs? And if you don't have the adequate talent around you play guys, it's not just up to you to do it.
Hold on, but they did. The guys was there to help. They did. They actually bought out in the finals, their role players.
If they would have beat San Antonio, that would have been the biggest upset in NBA history.
That would not have been the biggest upset. I'm saying in NBA history. The biggest upset in NBA history is when the Mavs beat the Miami Heat super team.
But at that time, that would have been the biggest one. That was before then. That would have been the biggest upset.
No, and then the biggest upset, the second biggest upset would have been LeBron and them beating the KD Warriors in the finals.
Yeah, but like how many times? How many times was Michael Jordan or a lot of these players in general? How many times were they the favorite and then lost? Like, isn't that kind of
the favorite? Jordan was never the favorite. Jordan was never the favorite in the finals at all. He was never the favorite in the finals at all.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And LeBron, LeBron has been the favorite and lost and got smoked.
That is true.
So that's
the thing. And to get to your point, he was the underdog and won.
I'm gonna apologize to the Dallas Cowboy shows, because we're gonna run a little bit long, but I gotta do two things really fast. One, I got a Fluent Junior. I promised him I would read off his top 10 before
let's hear it.
Before the show ends. So here's Fluent Junior's top 10. No, I'm telling you, no influence of mine, all 2K and his own research.
Don't say that.
No influence of mine. So
I'm saying, let me do it.
If he got anybody in his top 10 that's older than, how old is Fluent Junior?
Wait, he's 9. And wait, yes, he
has. Okay, so if he got anybody so listen, I'm gonna give him like 2 years. If he got anybody in his top 10 outside the last 2 years, he's an influencer.
Nope, it's NBA 2K and YouTube. So let me give you his list. Jordan at 1, LeBron at 2, Kobe at 3. Kareem at 4, Russell at 5, Wilt at 6, Shaq at 7, Hakeem at 8, Magic at 9, Jerry West at 10.
Hold on. Where's Floyd Jr. at? Where's Floyd Jr. right now? Where he at right now, Floyd? Where's he at? Call him in the room right now.
Just so you know, Ticket.
But Ticket, just so you know, Bill Russell is not in Tone's top 10. I'm finna ask him what made him come to the conclusion that he had LeBron over Kobe.
I want to ask him, what does he know about Jerry West? Even if this is from 2K.
That was my first question, Damo. That was my first question when I
said,
what do you know about Jerry West?
Fluent brainwashed the man, bro. Fluent brainwashed the young fella.
They're going to kick us off the air.
Fluent with his new propaganda. Fluent brainwashed him with his new Lakers propaganda. I know what he did.
He plays 2K, and the first thing he did, he played with the all-time Lakers. And so Jerry West is the starting two guard on the all-time Lakers. I think the starting lineup is Magic, West, Kobe, Kareem, Shaq. I think that's the starting five. And he takes Jerry West, and he's used to playing with his favorite team is the Warriors with Steph Curry. So every time West gets the ball, he puts up a three, and it goes in. He's like, who is this guy, Jerry West? And so after he told me his list, I go, why do you have West at 10? He goes, first of all, the dude went to like 7 or 8 NBA finals. He's the logo. He has the most 20-point, most 30-point, and the most 40-point games, 20, 30, and 40-point games in NBA finals history. And I went, okay, that's enough for me. If that's your criteria, I can't really argue. So
I'm gonna grit him. Next time I see him, I was a I got some questions. I got some questions for him next time I see him.
Well, same issue I got with Tone. And I know we got to go. Same issue I got with Tone is the same issue I got with Damo is Damo not having Chamberlain in the top 10. Every major record in NBA history got Chamberlain name on it.
So we do.
Respectfully, he's 11. Yeah. He was 10, and Curry going up pushed everybody down one.
We might have to do part two of this.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't do this. I can't do this to you guys. I'm sorry, Cowboy Nation. I'm sorry. Who looks more like you, Lightout or Dub?
Wow.
Great question. you look more like me, Lightout. Your top 10. Super chats. You know I got to do my super chats. Take it a professional goofy, not for having Braun top five. Can't fault the player when they were born. Absolutely. You can't fault a player when they were born. Nope. I'm going to get in so much trouble for running late. LeBron broke the record in 150 fewer games than Kareem. Okay, let me give you a little more knowledge on that one. Yes.
Jamal with the college.
No. 150 fewer. I don't think it was that, but he had actually it was 494 more minutes, 868 more free throws, and 3,200 more threes. So he did have some help from other areas.
And Jamal with the college. And Jamal exactly. Those 3 years. That's 3 years that Jamal didn't have. So
I was ranking the last five championship teams, and someone says the 2022 Warriors were better than the 2020 Lakers at two. Thoughts?
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you said it about the threes and all the other stuff because they don't like to bring it to equate. I'm glad you brought that up.
All right, so that's it for It's Fluent Top Tens. We're gonna have to have you guys back on for part two. I want to say one last thing. F you, Gilbert Arenas. You know nothing about Hakeem Olajuwon because Kobe.
Goofy, super goofy to say that. I was about to stitch it, Tom, but I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna waste my breath with this goofy. I did stitch it, and I won't.
It got blocked. No. Harassment and bullying.
No, I won't. I will not.
I'll send it to you.
I won't.
All right. Everybody, we out. Thank you. Next week, same time, we're going to do part two.
Damo.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's